Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast. Today, Steve Hill joins us. He's the CEO and president of the Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
The holidays are upon us, a time of celebration, family gathering, and gratitude. There are gifts to be wrapped, feasts prepared, love shared, and memories made. Life is precious, so let us cherish each other and all that we have. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We thank you for letting us enrich your lives, and thank you for your support throughout the year. Happy holidays.
RANNV.org.
Hello, is this D&D Roofing?
Yes, it is. How may I help you?
You did such a great job on my roof. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner.
Oh, can I speak to your supervisor?
Sure.
How may I help you?
I love your work. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner. We're all owners. Well, that's why at D&D we work so hard to keep your home safe and sound.
Oh, no wonder.
D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal. Local, employee-owned, here for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
Nevada Newsmakers tapings in Las Vegas are brought to you by the Las Vegas Metro Chamber of Commerce.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Chan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Chan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from the Las Vegas Metro Chamber. We're absolutely delighted to have back on the program after a long absence. Glad to have you back.
Glad to be here, Sam. Thanks.
Steve Hill is here. He's the CEO and president of the Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority. Let's start out with a goofy question, if you don't mind, which is, you've got this well over $1 billion expansion going on of the convention center, but are you getting more questions about Elon Musk and the Boring Company than anything else at this point?
Yeah, we probably are. You know, the convention center is great, and our customers are certainly really interested in the building and how it'll work for them. But from a broad spectrum, yeah, I think you're probably right. There's real interest in the first commercial application of the Boring Company technology, and we're excited to have it in Vegas.
When it was first proposed to you as a method of transportation, for people that don't know, it's a method of transportation to get people from one area of the convention center to another, and it's a huge convention space, so there is a need to move people. What made you decide, of all the options, that this was the best one?
Well, actually the first conversation we had about the technology here in Vegas was to actually put it into the destination. The idea of using it to move people at the convention center came a little later. But once we had that idea, we went through an entire process where we went out first with a request for information about all the different transportation options that would be available. We got that information, put together an RFP, and early this year we sent the RFP out. We got about 6 responses to that RFP, and it was a broad range of different transportation options for the convention center itself. And the Boring Company's technology and response really stood out. Not only did it have the highest capacity, it had the least disruption during the construction process, and it was also substantially less expensive than any of the other options. So it's a pretty easy choice. We also see it as a real opportunity to solve some of the congestion problems in Las Vegas going forward. So it's helpful to start at the convention center, show that it works, work the kinks out, and then look at the opportunity to move it into the city.
Somebody was asking me the other day how far this would go out. I mean, would there be potential to get into the city of Las Vegas or some of the outlying areas with this? Would the technology be affordable enough, do you think, to be able to do that?
Yeah, I do.
Really?
Yeah, and they're, you know, Elon's companies are always innovative, always looking for the next best thing, next best practice. So they are working hard and having a lot of success in speeding up the tunneling process, which lowers the cost, looking at the autonomy of the vehicles, maximizing the ridership of those vehicles. So we do think that over time, this doesn't have to be just a convention center or just a strip type of transportation system. This can be a system that everybody in the Valley can take advantage of.
Okay, I'm going to get back to the expansion, but just one more quick question about Elon Musk, because you dealt with him during the Tesla project. Yeah. What do you think of him?
Well, I mean, he's a brilliant guy who has done everything he has told Nevada he is going to do. The Gigafactory has been a huge success. The original commitment of 6,000 jobs and $5 billion of investment have both been well exceeded, and I think will continue to grow. But he's doing things that nobody else in the world is doing. And I think it's really to Nevada's benefit, both in the Reno area and in Las Vegas, to be a part of what he's doing and to be on the cutting edge with him.
All right, let's turn our attention to the big project for you at this point in time, which is the convention center expansion. It's going to be complete December a year from now, in time for CES in 2021. What kind of celebration are you in the planning stages of?
Well, we're just still working on making sure it's going to be open in January of 21. We're confident it will be, but we'll have a celebration that is indicative of the fact that this is an iconic building in an iconic city. We'll let people know that it's happening.
Okay, I know that obviously there's going to be a rollout of information as time goes by, but what can you share with us about things that are new and innovative that are going to be at the convention center? Because that's the whole point of this, is to be a world-class facility that's ahead of everybody else, even beyond what you are today. And what are your customers asking for beyond that?
Well, for our customers, and it's, we're really focused on that. What we do is provide them a facility that they can turn into what they want to make it be. So at its core, what they want is something that is easy to set up and tear down from, easy to change to make their own. They want an iconic building. They love being in Las Vegas. Things like having utilities both in the floor and in the ceiling makes a difference for how quickly and how inexpensively booths can be set up and taken down. They want a wayfinding system that makes it not only easy in the building to find where you're going, but can be put on an app so that if you're an attendee, you can say, I'm here and I want to go to this booth. Where is that and what's the best way to get there? We're going to have a huge campus by the time we're done.
Does that technology exist for you at this point?
We don't have it currently, but we will certainly have it once we have the building open. Okay. The technology exists elsewhere. The industry loves Las Vegas because we're Vegas, because they see an uptick in meeting attendance when they have meetings in Las Vegas, because there's no more exciting place to be. But our convention center needs some work. And so we've got some catching up to do. The expansion allows us to do that without unduly disrupting shows. The renovation is going to be really important to bring us back to a leading edge facility in a great destination.
And what people may not understand is that this expansion is the first phase. Then comes the renovation of the existing facility, which is what, going to take you through 2024?
It is, yeah. We'll open the new building in early 2021, and then we will go back to the existing facility. It's really in five phases, but people will really notice four of them. So we'll do a north hall renovation and then bring that back up and do a central hall renovation and go through a series of four renovations like that, basically one a year for each of 4 years.
Okay, and are you going to lose any convention business because of this renovation, or are you able to accommodate everybody within the existing facility?
It does not look like we will lose any business as a result of this, and that's because the Tourism Infrastructure Committee, the legislature, the governor approved being able to build the expansion prior to going back and doing that renovation. If we would have had to displace square footage for some of these shows, they would have had no choice but to look elsewhere. would have done real harm to the community. So the vision that our elected leaders showed in allowing us to move forward with the renovation first and funding that has allowed us to maintain the entire show schedule.
At this point, I mean, it's phenomenal, the convention space that is already in existence in Las Vegas. Obviously, the Sands Expo stop is going to come along because of the new project that they're building there, the dome that is going to be an incredible space. What, 17,000 people will be able to be in that venue. Mandalay Bay, do you see the extension to Mandalay Bay? Because wouldn't that be beneficial to the convention authority to be able to have easier access to all the other convention centers because they're all so vast?
It would be a benefit, there's no question. If we could connect all three of the large convention centers here in town, it would be helpful. It's about a $200 million extension from MGM to Mandalay Bay's convention center. And I know the monorail has been working to make that happen for some time. It is a private enterprise, and so that investment needs to pencil. And I think there's been some question whether that $200 million investment would be able to be repaid if it were built. And so it's up to the monorail to make that work if they can. But you're right, it would be a benefit to the convention industry and really to the city if we could do it.
Has there been any discussion behind closed doors about the convention authority perhaps assisting with funding of that?
If there has, it stopped quickly because us investing in that private venture, I don't think would make sense. We would have to be comfortable that there'd be a return on investment for that. And we would also look at what the alternative transportation modes out there would be. Transportation industry is changing quickly.
Dramatically.
And so, you know, we're looking up to see what those changes look like. But I don't see the LVCVA providing a direct investment in the monorail.
You're seeing a huge expansion beyond the convention center of convention spaces. Caesars is getting very close to opening their convention space. Wynn has already gotten additional convention space. There are other private groups. Don Ahern bought the Lucky Dragon and is turning that into a boutique convention space. Is that the future of Las Vegas? Do you see the percentage of convention business versus just leisure tourism growing beyond what it is today? Because it's already, what, 20%?
Yeah, I do see that. We are building a remarkable amount of space. It's about 3.5 million square feet of actual meeting space. So, you know, we're building 1.5 million square foot building. Of that, 750,000 is actual meeting space. So there's 3.5 million square feet of meeting space being built in the market right now. There are only five cities in the United States that have 3.5 million square feet of meeting space. It's an important component of the entire business model for the destination. Having business travelers come is a lucrative business. It helps fill rooms during the week. When you look at occupancy levels throughout the city, on the weekends we're at about 95%. During the week we're at about 85%. And as you point out, most of those weekday visitors are leisure visitors. So if we can continue to attract more meetings to Las Vegas, it's really a benefit to everybody here. So it is a priority for us. We have actually restructured some of our sales effort around all the meeting space that is coming online. And we're excited about it. We're meeting a demand. We look forward to being able to fill that 3.5 million square feet.
I'm sure a lot of people do. Yeah. Let's take a break. More with Steve Hill when we come back.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Yeah.
Because of UMC, there's a wide open road ahead of me.
Because of UMC, she can grow up with her twin sister.
Because of UMC, I'm here to help you.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Steve Hill. He's the CEO and president of the Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority. As we look at the new properties coming online, I mean, you've got the Drew, you've got Resorts World, you've got the Circa downtown. Are there enough additional rooms being built, do you believe, at this point in time to fulfill what you're driving in terms of convention business, or is there further growth needed in terms of rooms?
Well, you know, our job is to help drive demand in order to drive demand for continued growth throughout the destination. If you look at historically our growth pattern, in the 90s, we built about 35,000 rooms. In the first decade of this century, we built about 25,000 more. In this decade, we will have brought no additional rooms online. So that pattern has changed quite a bit. There's 12 to 15,000 rooms being built now to come online over the next several years. It's about a 10% increase in room inventory. The market's matured, the market has changed as time has gone on in that 30 years. 30 years ago, if you wanted to bet on a football game, if you wanted to gamble in a casino, you needed to come to Las Vegas. Now you can do that in your backyard almost no matter where you are. So it's different. And the pure growth that came 20 and 30 years ago is really a different business model now. It costs roughly $1 million a room all in to build a new facility. So we need to build demand for not only gaming, but for entertainment, for food and beverage, for everything that goes into that business model in order for new properties to be able to justify the investment it takes to build in the destination. So we're happy to see the expansion that's going on now, but we need to continue at the occupancy rates that we have, the room rates that we have, and the entire portfolio of options in order to make further growth in the destination make sense.
Obviously, one of the big game changes on the tourism side is going to be the Raiders Stadium. Yeah. I mean, does the public really understand what the influence of this is going to be? I mean, it's just going to explode.
Yeah, and I think the answer to that generally about the public, probably some do and some don't. It's great to have the Raiders here. It's great to have the NFL here. That makes a real difference for Las Vegas. But having a venue that will seat 65,000 people and fill what was the really remaining big hole in terms of our ability to attract events of all sizes really will make a difference for the city. So we'll have a broad cross-section of events in that stadium. It'll draw, we think about 2 million attendees a year, about 27% of which, that was the projection, will come to Las Vegas specifically because of the event that's being held in the stadium. So it will make a big difference for the city provide the next level of what Las Vegas is going to be.
Do you think that soccer is going to play a major role in this? Because obviously, biggest sport worldwide, yeah. And growing like a weed in this country, and you know, there, Wembley Stadium in London is 100,000 people. Yeah. So it's not like you couldn't pack it.
Well, I do think soccer is a natural sport to have here in Las Vegas. It's already got a great fan base here. We've got obviously 350,000 people a day here that are looking for those types of events. So I think soccer will be here. Whether soccer will be, say MLS is really, I think, the topic right now that's hot. Whether MLS will be played in the stadium or not, I don't know. It has been successful in some NFL stadiums, particularly in Atlanta and Seattle. But I know that the league itself likes having standalone stadiums for its league. Certainly one of the proposals in downtown would be a standalone stadium. I know Mr. Foley and the Raiders have had conversations about playing in the stadium. That I don't think has really reached a resolution, but he's also looking at other options as well.
All right, let's take a break, and then I will come back with a guest suggestion for the stadium that has been brought up on this program several times this week.
Okay.
We'll be right back with Steve Hill after this.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Are you a homeowner who's interested in remodeling or building a home? At Design Outdoor, we can show you how adding natural or manufactured masonry stone can add beauty and value to your home. And we refer only the best contractors. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
Hey guys, are you watching the game at a friend's or the bar again because you can't watch at home with your wife? Or worse, because she kicked you out and kept your couch, your flat screen, and your kids? What's the one thing a man needs when he loses a good woman? A good lawyer. And when he loses a bad woman, he needs a great lawyer. What makes a good woman a bad woman? You tell me. You're the one that can't watch the game in your own home. I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and I represent men in divorce, custody, and family law matters.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take an Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Steve Hill. He's the CEO and president of the Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority. So several electeds have been on the program talking about the Raiders Stadium. The guests they all talk about, Beyonce.
Oh, yeah?
So if you want to send a letter to her management and say, hey, got a place for you to play in Vegas now.
Well, we, the Raiders just hired originally AEG, and they have recently made an acquisition, so I think the name of their company is now ASM. They are the top stadium managers in the country, and I know they know Beyonce, so we'll try and make that happen.
Okay, well, the electors will be very happy. A recent article in the Review Journal said that properties need to be like Electric Daisy Carnival to attract millennials. And I thought that was very intriguing. How did that strike you? And we got about a minute.
Well, We're certainly focused on attracting the next generation of visitors to Las Vegas. And frankly, millennials are already the largest in terms of number in the generations in visiting Las Vegas. Having events like Electric Daisy Carnival, having parts of properties that are attractive to each of the generations, but certainly millennials and Gen Z, I think is important. So you'll see changes in the properties over time. I don't know that entire properties need to rebrand as the Electric Daisy Carnival Hotel and Casino in order to attract millennials. And look, Vegas needs to be who we are. We are the most exciting place on earth to come. When you come for the event that you want, whether that's a football game or EDC or to eat out at your favorite restaurant, everything that happens around that event makes that event better, makes it more exciting, makes it more intense. That's what we offer. We don't have to change who we are. We just have to continue to be great at who we are,
to say the least. Steve Hill, we're out of time today, but I have like 100 more questions. So will you come back soon?
I'd be happy to, Sam. Anytime.
Thank you, sir. Pleasure to have you on.
Thank you.
And we'll be right back.
Nevada Newsmakers tapings in Las Vegas are brought to you by the Las Vegas Metro Chamber of Commerce.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Penny, Dad? Why are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this. This stuff is great. People are gonna love it.
Yes. Yes, they were.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com, or you can subscribe to our YouTube channel. We'll see you on the next broadcast.